Elizabeth Hedder. I'm Aboriginal Liaison for Albury City, but I'm also Chairperson of Mungaburina Aboriginal Corporation.
Can you explain to us what we're having a look at here?
It's a partnership between the Transport Department, Jalaga, an Aboriginal artist, and the Mungaburina Aboriginal Corporation about bringing to life actually the supports for the railway track and showing off our Aboriginal culture in the past tense of, you know, what we relate to in the environment and animal life. Jalaga was our only artist with consultation from the community. So Jalaga actually met with community members and she took in all the aspects that they wanted to see on the mural and turned it into the art piece that we see today. It's a long journey when you're consultating and making sure that it's right, and I think it's just wonderful to see it actually bright as it is and for everyone to enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jalaga Murray Ranui. I'm actually based in Western Australia and spent a lot of my life in the Pilbara, actually Port Hedland, but my family are over here and I've got traditional ties to the area, so yeah.
You got local input as to what to incorporate in the mural?
Yeah, I travelled over a couple of times to have meetings with traditional owners and basically Indigenous people that were interested and wanted to share a story and take part. And yeah, I'm really, really glad, you know, the way that it turned out and that I had the opportunity to come over and spend that time with people. And I hope they're happy with it.
What was important for them to be included?
General respect, you know, especially when you're doing public art, you know, you do want to get people's input and feedback, and because I, you know, haven't grown up in the area, but I do have, you know, ties to the area, it's just absolutely the right thing to do.
The Murray River's represented there.
Yeah, so the river is just, you know, huge part of the area, and the trees, and obviously, you know, the fertility of the area. So there's lots of, you know, natural aspects shown, and you've got the highlands, or the Alps with the snow-capped mountains, and then you've got like the floodplains to the right. And so it's kind of moving, kind of, you know, from the past, you know, present and future, and obviously, the family travelling in the canoe and along the river, that's just, you know, a huge thing. And that's, you know, that's the key reminder to everybody, like, you know, a long time ago, that's how people travelled around, and that's, you know, they can bring people to think back to the past. There's, you know, fish and, you know, trees, and you see the fish scales. So there's lots of animals of the area, sand goanna, eagle over there, and there's just lots of positive aspects of just, you know, the natural forms.
You literally just seen it being put up in the last hour or so. Having designed it, just standing back and taking a look at it, how are you feeling?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I actually just flew in from Perth, so I haven't seen the image for a while, and obviously working on a computer, you know, it's only so big, and it's really hard to imagine how big it will be, but it's awesome, and just really, really, yeah, really, really proud and really excited for the community. And hoping that this is just going to be, you know, kickstart other projects in the area and get people excited about telling their story and sharing it with the wider community.